Now, do you attend reunions? Are the nurses get together and...
Yeah, we did.
They still do, or they, or was it just...
There was only three of us left.
And how many started out in your group?
47 and three Red Cross nurses.
So it's 50 altogether. And you're down to three now. And it's mostly just natural causes, it's just, as you get getting older.
Well, like I am, they're dinosaurs.
You're no dinosaur. And, you feel veins that haven't been covered in the interview. I think Judy actually asked, in the last time we'll ask her again, is there any after you came in you'd like to say, that you feel we haven't covered? This question here,
just no more wars.
Was any of your nursing, wasn't paid for by the GI Bill or anything? You went to nursing school as a civilian?
Oh, I went as a civilian.
Right. So you were a nurse before you got a civilian?
Yeah.
Did you feel the training that you had at Fort Sheridan did prepare you for what was ahead?
Well, as much as they could.
Yeah.
As much as they could. We learned to bandage, you know, to do head bandages, which is very hard, you know, to, if somebody has one eye and the rest, half of the face is gone, or if you have a shoulder, or, you know, if you have an amputation, it's hard to keep a dressing on. We learned how to do those things.
When you actually did them when you were over there in Africa, did they do a lot of amputations in the field hospitals?
They were blown off.
It's hard to talk about it, really. It's hard to even imagine.
Did you suffer a lot emotionally, or you were just strong so you could deal with what you had to do?
Well, I dealt with it.
Have you suffered a lot since the war was over and you came home? Nightmares or?
Nightmares.
Still or just soon?
No.
After you came home?
Quite a while after I came home.
Car
attack, firing, things like that. I woke up in the night.
Why don't you give us a little history of the hepatitis as it developed and as you are right now?
Well, as I say, Africa and Italy was full of them, but there was no final treatment. All it was trying to get people to get enough fluids and keep them filled up, so. But if it went into remission, you could go, they're finding World War II vets now just surfacing with that post-hepatitis syndrome. And so it can be dormant for a long time, but it's still doing a sneaky little job of destroying the liver. It replaces the cells with fatty tissue, and so you don't digest like you should. And salt makes your system hold the fluids, and everything is neutralized by the liver. When your liver is done, you don't neutralize. Have to be careful with antibiotics. Be careful.
What? So, since you've been home, how much have you been bothered with the hepatitis?
I wasn't bothered. Well, when I first came home, I thought it was because my stomach shrunk up, you know, because we didn't have a lot of food. And everybody wanted to stop me, you know, because I was skinny. And I had a lot of discomfort. Everything tasted so good. And I thought, you're just stressing yourself, you know. But then it'd go away, and maybe it'd be 2 or 3 years before it seemed to bother again. And the last, when the doctor finally picked it up, I went in one day, my family doctor, and he looked at me and he looked at my eyes, and he said, Rita, have you heard any place? And I said, right there. Well, I tell you, I had a battery of tests. I didn't think I'd have any more blood left. That's when they said, you have 20% left.
And this was what year?
That was, what, 5 years ago.
97. So, from 46 to 97,
I had,
you didn't suffer any discomfort?
No, I ate. Some things bothered me, but I could eat. Yeah. I walked out.
Hello?
Well, there still isn't any real good treatment. You got it, you got it. And if a liver become available, I wouldn't want it, because there's young people or young post-army people that have had it, but have years ahead of them. My years are limited. Why would I want to take something that would benefit somebody young enough that had a whole life, you know?
But you have been treated with the drain.
I've been treated as much as they can treat me, but I can't have salt at all.
And they drained off?
And I drained off 2 liters.
How long ago?
Almost a month ago, 3 weeks. I hope it doesn't get worse.
Well, anything else you want to say?
No.
We want to thank you for spending this time with us. It's been very informative for us, and you've been very generous to share it with us. And we appreciate it, and we're going to put it together and send it in to the Library of Congress.
Well, it's part of history.
Okay.
History's not always good.
Well, it's sad. We just hope we can not repeat bad parts.